hearth?
Hearth.
Hearth. Now, inside a fireplace, they have some metal things that they lay the logs across, they call that the,
Andirons.
The what, I'm sorry?
Andirons, isn't it?
Andirons, uh-huh. This is not a question answer game for me to get a correct answer. I just want to know what you would call them. It may not be what I call them. You never call them dog irons, did you?
No.
Never
heard of that.
And above the fireplace, there's a place that you put the clock and
mantle.
Mm-hmm. And
that's where they put the pretty pictures.
Yeah. Incidentally, if you have different words, I mean, if you don't agree with each other on this, I'd be glad to know. I don't want to start any fights.
No.
Do you ever have a word for the main log in the fire? Do you call it anything?
Fire girl.
No. No, the main log in the fire. No, I have never heard of
it. You ever call it the back log or the main
log? Well, I thought you said you ever had a maid or anything.
No.
Oh, did you say
log.
The main log.
The main log.
Oh,
the biggest log in the fire.
Okay, I wondered where you got the
hang. Well, I thought he said a maid.
No,
I never had heard
never
that
had.
Before. Never
you may not have had a word. You probably had a word for the stuff, the little pieces of wood that you start the fire with.
Kindling.
And inside the chimney, there's black stuff that's awful dirty.
I think I'd call that soot if I wasn't mistaken.
I think you're right. Then every so often, you got to haul out the...
Your ashes or clinkers.
And right now, I'm sitting in a... In a what?
Armchair.
And a word for chairs and tables and this thing and this thing. You say you're going to go down to the store and buy some new
furniture. You once found out how you pronounce furniture, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got to be tricky though.
I knew a girl here in town. She called it furnier.
Furnier.
Furnier. Now that isn't it.
Well, some people call it house fixing.
Mm-hmm.
House tricks. You ever hear house tricks?
No, I never heard that.
I never did.
Well,
I've heard house furnishing, but
house
I...
furnishing, that's another one. This is a what?
That's a, Well, isn't that funny? I can't think.
Huh? Davenport.
Davenport.
And you ever used to call that something else?
You used to call the old-fashioned one the lounge.
Lounge and sofa. That's my trouble. I get a word on the end of my tongue and I can't think.
But just don't try too hard. It'll
mm-hmm.
come out for you. No pressure here.
No.
It's a joke anyway.
Yes.
Sofa, is that just like this?
Sofa was shaped like this and had an end that come up on it.
We never had those in the old days. We just had sofas.
Yeah.
And cots, you know, they had. Mm-hmm.
Well, they call them the old-time sofa or lounge, or
yes,
the same thing.
Uh-huh.
They were shaped like this, and they come up and had a head on them.
Mm-hmm.
This is just
reclining.
A different style.
If you're tired, you go down on the sofa. You
yes.
Go,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Go what down?
Go lie down. Go take
lie
a nap.
Lie down, yes.
Do you ever remember another word for the bedroom? Do you ever call it anything else? You ever call it
Chamber.
Chamber, bed chamber.
Uh-huh. You might have used this, you don't use this word anymore, but you used to.
Yes.
That's what I want to know.
Well, they did in, my family did way back, I suppose yours did.
Why, sure.
I hear about grandparents.
They used to have something else they put under the bed, they called a bed chamber too.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard of those.
Yes, those are antiques now.
Now, if you wanted to keep the shade, keep the sun out of the room, you pull down
the shade.
Shade. That's on a roller now.
On the
right?
roller. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't call that a curtain?
Well,
on the curtain.
My
you
folks
call
did.
It, yes.
My folks called them curtains.
They originally were called curtains.
Yes, and then shade.
And these are not shades.
These are Venetian blinds.
These are blinds. You wouldn't pull down the blind on a roller. That wouldn't be a blind, would it?
A roller? A roller? Yes, that
roller
would be a blind.